Blog Talk Radio.
Angry Bastard Radio.
A man with nothing means nothing, yo, where your heart at? Keep it in your pocket and you wear it under your hard hat. Acknowledge success, but glory's for the real niggas. My mercy is none, so I don't have to fail, niggas. They don't know me very well, my wig really ain't fast tight. I'm humble like a man that loves to gobble up mad fights. Evil in me lives, that's when the withdrawal takes flight. An ugly sight to see, real drunk on a bad night. Might have fucked up once or twice, swung a knife, it ain't swing right. Fuck this nigga white, they kick color, don't seem right. Life just ain't for me, the antichrist be my blood type. Jail seem a little comfortable, at least I'll get fed right. I'm hype about my skills, some don't believe that I'm that nice. They write to their opinion, but they bummed and I'm enough ice. Preacher 16 with three balls and two dice. See me in two cars, then you know that I've done right. Balls away from sending these niggas night-night. 34 away from showing niggas I am life. 6 away from me making this industry my wife. And 2 away from showing that a B is the real hype.
A man with nothing means nothing, yo, where your heart at? You keep it in your pocket and you wear it under your hard hat. Acknowledge success, but glory's for the real niggas. My mercy is none, so I don't have to feel niggas.
I need a mean smirk and shorty on the knees jerking. I need a spot gold because I see the D's lurking. Of course the niggas wanna talk when I spark cooler. It probably make my brain steady like a sharpshooter. I let my eyes settle in before I speed again. Tell shorty don't holler if you need a friend. Cause I'm strictly about the dollar. If you need gen, come with 65, I can throw you like a free 10. I'm trying to air out all the scooter that I breathe in. But I'ma die, so there really ain't no reason. You know that guy?
Who?
The one who bring them keys in. I said we bring them to him quick and keep it breathing. Pull up quiet in the game, then I creep in. You stuck sleeping on my name while I ease in. My flow is cooked up like the pot that the peas in. You look up who I rock with, M to the D, kid.
A man with nothing means nothing, yo, where your heart at? You keep it in your pocket and you wear it under your hard hat. Acknowledge success, but glory's for the real niggas. My mercy is none, so I don't have to feel niggas.
Niggas is going in, well, actually, I have to say, bitches is going in for no reason. Like, fuck y'all niggas, this, man, y'all niggas ain't dead, fast, 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 fast. Sound like half you motherfuckers' baby's moms. Anyway, it's your boy G Quizzle, holding it down for motherfucking Angry Bastard Radio. It's the motherfucking Gangsters Part 2, and this is Big Thug Tit Series Part 2. If you don't have enough, if you don't have a truck, You can get a cheap one, throw some dubs on in the front, hop in your mansion, do something. Anyway, it's a motherfucking rainy ass day out here in Jersey. I'm doing the show Dolly, and I only see about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 songs that I can actually play. That sucks. I mean, it's cool that I can actually program and unmute motherfuckers and all that shit while I'm on the road. But I can't. It'd be a lot better if they kind of upgrade it so that I can actually scroll down music-wise. But it's cool. Vegas can't be choosy. You know what I mean? Hit us up now, 1-4-3-3-8-1-7-8-2, taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests, and probably until 8 p.m. I'm actually at one of my stores now. So hopefully the 4G network is popping off in the Target. Because if it's not popping off in the Target, yeah, I'll just be able to talk. I won't be able to mute or nothing like that. But, you know, it is what it is. Big shout out to everybody holding it down in Orlando, Florida. Me and my brother, Il E, will be in Orlando, Florida, holding it down. We will be hosting the show down there as well, live. And we will be getting it popping, cracking, whatever the fuck you want to say is going down. Hit me up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Also, hit me up at, let's see, Facebook. Hit me up on Facebook, first name G-E-E space Q-E-W. That's G-E-E space Q-E-W. GW stands for GQ, G-Quizzle, whatever the fuck you want to say. Also, hit us up at Angry Bastard Radio on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. I got to really actually upgrade that because I have a female up there as Mimi, but she, or 411, she's not, you know, she actually never was in on the show. I was going to try to get her on the show, but she's not even on the show. It is what it is. Big shout out to everybody holding it down on Facebook, in the real world, everywhere. You know what I mean? Big shout out to all you stink-ass motherfuckers. We got 40 minutes left in this motherfucker. And I'm about to lace you motherfuckers off with a track real quick, and then I'm going to go into this motherfucking store. And hopefully I'm back out in time enough to go to my mom's crib to motherfucking do what I motherfucking got to do on this angry motherfucking day. Madness. Monday madness. You already know what it is. We about to play some shit. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to put this shit on blast. Because I was listening to the show yesterday, and a lot of the tracks that I was playing was low as shit. So I'm going to put this shit on, and then I'm going to unmute this nigga S-Drizzle. It feels good to have a phone that actually can unmute motherfuckers. Yeah, keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio, pussy.
Then you want to come to the horn, you need to be a fucking man and just be like, look, I'm going to do this test, I'm doing this, I get with you next week, don't come out here, don't spend the night. You got me fucking staying a fucking home,
yeah.
Wasting my motherfucking money.
No.
You know when you ain't going to give me a dime, you don't give a fuck where I lay, what I'm doing, and none of that. You want to try to bring niggas' name up just to try to be the fuck smart, bitch, you don't want to be the fuck around me.
You right.
All that shit you doing, play the fuck out. I know you inside, I'm like 5 steps ahead of you, pussy. I know you don't live in fucking Fort Lee no more.
Right.
Not the fuck, dumb. Ain't nothing slow about me. I know every fucking thing I want to know.
You right.
I ain't got time for that bullshit with you no more, though.
You right.
You gotta cut that shit out. That's gonna stop. And then when I call you, you want to act like you need to call me next week. Next week, my motherfucking ass.
You right.
Yeah, I know you want to keep trying to work my motherfucking nerves, seeing I'm white and shit.
You
for
are,
real.
You're right.
Really, I'm real mad because I don't like this.
You right.
Well, you know, I'm right. Just I'm like this. Like, what do you want a bitch to do?
You right.
I don't get that shit with you. For real, I don't understand you. I ain't going to try to understand because I know you like to play mind games, but you fucking with the right one with that because I play them too.
You right.
I want you to know that shit. And you know I'm writing nothing, because when that time's gonna pop, and one of them bitches got herpes in your mouth, don't call my fucking phone. I hope you got this shit taped what I'm seeing. That's when you gonna fucking die. Because you twice think you gonna talk to every fucking body that you see.
You right.
I be just trying to fall back. And you know I'm writing shit, Cam. So what you want me to call you Monday?
Yes.
I'm gonna go here and let you do you. You want me to call you Monday?
Yes.
Is you gonna be in town?
Yes. Call me next week.
Ain't no call. I don't like when you even saying that. What you mean call you the fuck next week? I'm calling now. What the fuck I call next week for?
I'm busy this weekend.
I'm busy this week.
You then you talking to me like I just met you. Talk to somebody else like that. I don't want to hear that.
You right.
All right, you right.
Why I'm right what?
Everything you're saying is right,
everything
bitch.
You're saying is right.
Yeah, I know everything I'm seeing is right. So why do you try to pick arguments with people when you don't want to be around me? Like, why do they?
I'm wrong for that.
Yeah, you is wrong for that shit. Just got finished being in the fucking bed with somebody coming over to this fucking hotel, getting on my fucking nerves. What you doing? What you been doing? You since I fucking met you? I fucked 10 niggas in front of you, man. You shouldn't even give a fuck. All that you can do.
You right.
Fucking
nasty ass, for real. I'm serious, like,
really. And you do that shit to me because I let you. For real. You're right. I'm really fucking tired of it.
You
never
know
where I'm going to be.
You ain't going to
come by
me.
You ain't going to come by nowhere I'm at.
You don't know that.
Because I know you now.
Well, you don't know that. A lot of times you think I ain't somewhere and I'm like the fuck there.
All right, yeah, you're right.
What?
I said you're right.
Yeah, I know I'm the fuck right.
I'm in Mount Airy.
See, I know
that's where
you
find them.
When you meet that girl late all the time when you come out there. Or not, you do. That's why you always thinking
that shit about
me. I know how you is. I
know you probably got like 10, 12,
15 different sex partners. What's wrong with that? Bitches stuff in your day. You just
so
what? You fucking nasty. I don't what's nasty about that? That's how you get down, see. It is what it is. And you will pick a fucking argument with me because you don't want to be around me. I don't like this. For real, that shit is so wrong.
Oh, you gotta get used to it. You gotta deal with it, man. You already know what
you're
it
right.
is, man. And let me apologize for that mistake I did. I just saw the 347 off the bat. I thought it was S Drizzle, but that was actually Six Fizzle. So Six Fizzle was in the building.
You right.
You already know what it is. I'm in Georgia right now, home of the. First of all, let's start off by saying this is Monday Madness. Angry Bastard Radio. We're back in full effect. We ain't going nowhere. And I'm in the home of the sexy women. Speaking of sexy women, you got this old head right here. Last week, she had on a miniskirt, ass cheeks hanging out and shit. This got to be like 54 years old, dog. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful situation. Beautiful, great situation. I'm starting to realize that hopefully when I go down to Florida, it's going to be nice and sunny because I'm, you know, I'm a toe man, so I'm just complimenting on toes. Like, damn, sure you got some pretty ass toes. See where, and I just have to see where that gets me. Yeah, old head is definitely popping. I don't know if she got the... I don't know, that's Botox. Botox, toxin, whatever the fuck it is. All in her face.
All the thick hat. With the big white.
Yeah, pretty much.
That just, you know, take her time walking slow and shit. Burn the weed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get her drink on, you know, all grown shit. Don't really listen.
It's a lot. Huh? You don't understand, dog. What I don't understand is when you see a John, right? You know, for those that don't know what a John is, it's a female. I've been living out in South Jersey so long, I'm starting to talk like these assholes. But it's like when you speak to a chick, or it's like when you just see a chick, it's always the ones that either nervous about you or they don't want you to talk to them, so they always like look. Like as if they're cockeyed, like they look towards the other way. Like, I don't understand that. Like, if you're sexy, then show it. Another thing I'm a little nervous about, I don't like the fact that I just saw this one chick from the side, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I think she got stuffy. She turned around, and her whole midsection looked like a cheeseburger. Like, hey, what's going on here, man? Like,
what is that?
There's certain things you shouldn't wear, and obviously, you definitely don't have the body to be wearing anything tight, because,
yeah, true story.
You know, it's a terrible situation. Oh, yeah, I love it when I come in the back room at Target, and I ain't got shit to do. I'm walking the fuck out. Walking the fuck out.
Walking.
So pretty much, I just walked in here just to talk about people. And that's what I'm doing. Hopefully, on my way out, I can bang into old head. You know, older women, they always love them more compliments and shit. She's already dressing like a. She's trying. It seems like she's trying. You know, keep her oldness. You know, in the young era, because she's dressing like tight clothes and all that. So I'm gonna have to. You know, go in like, you know, say something smooth. By all means, I'm copyrighting everything that I'm saying. Just to let y'all know. So. Huh?
Hi. Y'all been coming?
Yeah, everything I'm saying is copywritten. Yeah. So don't don't want to be hearing y'all spitting out some GQ game, man. It's not going down like that.
Nah. You know what it is. You know, I'm in BK right now. You know what I'm saying? I came from working, so I had to come back to the borough. So, you know, really breathe easy. I'm just gonna do what I do. I'm looking forward to that vacation on Thursday. Now, I don't know if y'all can hear me and all that, but I hope y'all can. Walking down Myrtle Ave right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can't wait to that little mini vacation either, man. My joint's on Wednesday. So, you know, it's gonna be a Reynolds wrap, as D would say.
Yeah, not too much and not too little. Just long enough.
Yeah.
Like
you got
that little 4-day stint, in DR, you know what I'm saying? Just 4 days.
Yeah.
Make you really, really evaluate, take time to appreciate, you know what I'm saying?
Like Wednesday, I'm just hoping to see some eye candy in the airport.
On,
you got that never fails. And
then,
you already know, man.
The bitches that work there, I mean, come on. Like, that's
yeah. See, I'm going to the one in Atlantic City, though, so I don't know.
Yeah, there might be some mud over there.
Yeah, it might be some mud. I mean, I don't know. It might be a bunch of, mud ducks.
Mud ducks?
Mud ducks, you know what I mean?
Yeah, black duck, man.
And got the oil stains in their their feathers.
Gulf Coast duck.
Yeah, Gulf Coast Schmidt.
Duck bitch.
Yeah. So I don't know. Proceed with caution on that situation.
Weird crown and Koofy slapped off. Oh,
word. I've been asking around. Everyone's been telling me girls from girls from the south are
weird
like
Weird Crown and Koofy.
They said that they're like they're party animals. Like they love the party.
Word.
And they're easy. I'm like, yeah.
They are.
Oh, they are. So that wasn't a lie.
Word. They're all easy. We know that.
Yeah, we do.
I mean,
excuse me real quick. I'm gonna pull these up.
Yeah, we on Lewis Ave right now in Brooklyn. You know, for those, who. Want to know and knows who put it together, Lewis and Bed-Stuy pretty much back to the old stomping grounds of Spike Lee's joint Do the Right Thing and all kinds of other movements, Biggie Smalls in them. They emanated from Do or Die, so we back in the building. Gonna stop at the bodega real quick, and give me some sweet to eat for later, just a little sweet. I already got the Grey Goose on deck, I already got the bottle of Moe on deck, courtesy of Shorty, Like
bottle of Moe?
Bottle of Moe on deck. We was gonna save it for when we got out there, but might not be able to take it on the plane, so we're just gonna go ahead and bust that head today.
Uh-huh.
Got the Grey Goose.
I got a question,
dog.
When you compliment the old head, right?
Yep.
Can you come at them like, you got a gorgeous body?
Of course.
Or would they take that as some type of offense?
First of all, it depends on who we talking about, no matter what the age. That's number one. Number two is any woman loves compliments. Especially an older woman too, because, she's older and want to make sure her shit is still intact. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because if the white joint I just saw, she's old head. She got to be like 54, 55, though. His bitch got a fucking body. Little slimmy. So, I wanted to be like, damn, you got a sexy body. But it's all the way you deliver the shit. Like, if you be on some dickhead shit, like, damn, you got a fat ass. You know you're going to get slapped in your face or told on. Because I work with Pepsi, so sexual harassment off the bat. Or if you be like, excuse me, miss, I just want to say you got a lovely body. You could say that, and they could be offended. Oh, well, he just stressed out the lovely. So, you know what I mean? Or you could say you have a gorgeous body. Like, I guess it all depends on them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, look, bitch, you're sexy. Like, you're fucking sexy, okay? Fucking whorebag. Oh,
what's wrong with just being sexy? Like, You know what I'm saying? Like, what's wrong with just being sexy? Can't just be can't be having sexy bodies? Whatever.
Yeah,
I
but it sucks because a young John would be like, oh, well, you know what, thank you. But an old head, if you say, oh, you got a sexy body, they might find that shit, you know, offensive. But if you say, yo, you have a gorgeous body, they might take that, you know what I mean?
We got to work in the bodega real quick, you know, just hopefully the music don't drown niggas out, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, come on, man, this is real radio, man. Real radio, you already know what the fuck it is, man.
Yeah,
if it drowns niggas out, it drowns niggas out. Like, niggas can't really, you know, niggas can't really do much about that shit.
Word.
I'm a little pissed off because I should have said something to the old head, especially live on Angry Bastard Radio.
Live, you know, and my voice is on AB Radio.
It is what it is, though, you know what I mean? Hey, yo, hit us up, 914-338-1782, taking shots, dedications, and requests. Right now, live on the motherfucking Wheels of Steel, the ocean in the motion, motion of ocean, whatever the fuck. You got G Quizzle, GQ. Motherfucking Six Fizzle, 6'4".
Fizzle.
Niggas is just chilling, man. It's raining outside. You got ass. Oh, yeah. See, you don't always tell like this skinny bitch in front of me, white John. She ain't really got that much butt, but she got three kids, so you know her body was right.
Three?
Yeah, three kids. So you know somebody's fucking her, fucking her lights out. Her lights out, fucking the lining out of the bed.
In her butt.
In her butt.
Giving her that bunghole workout.
Bunghole workout.
These bitches are going to be ready for the bunghole workout, dog.
Nah, they not.
You know
they're not really ready for that shit. Like, majority of the time, bitches is nervous about that.
Yeah, bitches just need to shift.
Bunghole work.
Bitches just need to shift.
Let me see if I can, matter of fact, yo, nigga, I'm going to play a track real quick while I try to make this shit, this show longer.
Well, yo, I'm about to, because I'm about to get off, you know what I'm saying? I got to go upstairs in a minute and shit.
Oh, you at Shorty Dip's crib.
Yeah.
Yo, bitch, Schneckama.
Sorry about that.
Hey, y'all. Hey, you're a bitch, Schneckama.
You're a bitch, Schneckama.
You're a bitch, Schneckama.
Bitch. You're a bitch, ass. Bitch,
Susie.
Bitch, ass. Bitch, ass.
Pussy, man. Pussy, man.
Nigga, you pussy. Bitch, ass. Nigga, you bitch, ass. Bitch, ass, niggas, ma. Bishash. Bishash.
Hey, y'all.
You bitch ass nigga. Y'all niggas is bitch-ass niggas, man.
Hey, y'all, you want
bitch-ass niggas? Bitch-ass. No, Sammy Sam face having ass nigga.
Chim
the two man in the body ass nigga.
Sesame Crunch face.
Man, nigga, yo. Sesame seed bun face having ass, nigga.
Your face look like a beef patty with cheese.
Man, nigga, your face look like a toilet bowl full of diarrhea, nigga.
Oh, boy. No good. No good.
Your face look like a plate of old beans and rice, nigga. I'm about to eat some shit I shouldn't be eating.
How many is that? Pop? Can't say H? Let me get that. Let me get some peanut chews, too.
Some peanut chews.
Yeah, let me get
Let me get a crispy chicken sandwich. And a crispy chicken sandwich with extra mayonnaise.
Okay.
Extra mayonnaise.
And, and a cheeseburger deluxe.
Hey, yeah, you a dirty
with no
little
pickles.
Nigga, huh? Hey, yo, you a dirty little nigga, man.
Nah, that's it.
Hey, yo, you a dirty little
I'll tell you right now, dog. My motherfucking cheeseburger better be a cheeseburger deluxe. Not no cheeseburger. Cheeseburger deluxe, bitch.
Listen, the only difference is lettuce, tomatoes, and french fries, dog. Like, that's what a cheeseburger deluxe is, to be honest.
Oh, shit. Call that nigga a little boy. Damn.
Oh, man. What the fuck was that?
You're welcome. Alright. Alright, now we're about to see. We're about to see if these motherfuckers that make cheeseburgers, let's see if, you know, if they're doing right. And maybe they, you know, they should keep their job. Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Niggas gave me the right shit.
He's hype, but as we know,
man, if I had just ketchup and onions and cheese and a burger on it, I would be highly upset. Like, yo, dog, like, how smart do you have to be to know that I asked for a cheeseburger deluxe? That's why I said a cheeseburger deluxe. And you put on that little computer, cheeseburger. Motherfucker, I don't want a cheeseburger. If I wanted a cheeseburger, I would say, yo, let me get a junior cheeseburger.
No,
I want a deluxe.
What they did was in the computer, they put cheeseburger deluxe, charged you for it, and just gave you a regular cheeseburger. You know what I'm saying? Because, no, that's besides the point. Anybody that loves this nigga, call in, let him know he needs to cook for himself and stop eating that fast food garbage. Because, you know, it leads to nothingness. All right? And if he's...
Nothingness.
If he's trying to get big and all the other shit, then he needs to, like, you know, step again. Step your game up, please.
Well, look, though, I got to eat 4,400 calories a day, all right? And now that they're working on my house, I don't really have access to my kitchen. Therefore, I haven't been blending my milkshakes in the morning. And that's, like, 2,000 calories right there.
Milkshake, man.
My food is fucked up now.
Milkshake, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga.
So, wait a minute, dog. When am I going to meet this chick?
I mean, I guess whenever y'all in the same place at the same time. Ain't no rush.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
How long you been with this chick, dog? Dog!
Couple months, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, dog.
Like, who was like, yeah, I know exactly what the fuck you're gonna say.
Yeah! So
fuck that, though, because I was kicking it with it before, you know what I'm saying? And then we, like, fell out of contact for whatever the fuck reason. And then, you know, came back to one, so we're back here. You know what I'm saying?
All right, now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wish you checked. I was a chick I knew over 2 months with wine and diamond. Take me all the way over, all over the fucking United States. You bet your ass nigga, she got any kids? Hey, yo, you Clyde Davis looking motherfucker? Nigga. Fucking peanut chew face eating motherfucker. You Donnell Jones faggot face having ass nigga. Nigga, yo, cupcake, rutabaga face having ass nigga. Nigga, you look like what the cat puked up. You shit stain in the toilet, bowl face having ass nigga. Your teeth look like brownie mix, nigga. Your teeth look like a tennis racket has been laying in the ground with dog shit on it, you faggot. Let's see if we're still on the 4G network. Yeah, we're on the 4G network. So, here's what I'm going to do, people. My shit's about to reload. I think 6-4 hung up. But, niggas is about to go in. Actually, I'm about to play a song. That's what I'm about to do. I'm not in the 4G network anymore, people. This is some bullshit. I'm not in the 4G network no more. So, hey, Q, are you still working? Hold on, I'm texting somebody right now, so they're going to have to fall flat. We're going to be doing another show later on, because I need to sit down and actually come up with some current events and play music and shit like that. That's what I like to do. I can't really depend on this fucking 4G shit. No. You're finished. I want to give a big shout out to all the big girls right now that are taking a 20-pound shit so that they can fit the rest of their meal. The rest of their meal in their body. I'll give a big shout out to all the skinny bitches out there that are eating a meal. Actually, no. I want to give a big shout out to all the skinny bitches that are. Fuck is this? That just got done eating a meal and are now trying to get themselves to throw up. Big shout out to y'all stupid skinny bitches. Now, I love skinny girls, man. I'm getting fucked up. All right? Don't get it fucked up. Clyde Drexler in the face ass nigga. Nigga. Your mom looked like the android guy in the face ass nigga. Old square robot body having ass bitch. Hold on, people. Hold on, people. Yo, man, it still sucks without me able to fucking put on some music, man. Yo, man, these fucking Wendy burgers. I ain't had a Wendy burger in a minute. Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, this is good. This is fucking great. Her shit is fucking great. Oh. Hold on, people. Yeah. You don't know what will go great with this? A motherfucking a Pepsi. Like a Pepsi or some shit, like a throwback Pepsi. Can't wait till I get to the crib. Let's put down the Harbor Mist. You know what? I took a picture with a bottle of Moet, Rosé Moet. And I got all these haters. Everybody's hating. Putting down a bottle of, I don't know, there's one fat bitch said, put down a bottle of something. I ain't never heard of it before. And this other chick just now, she's late as shit. This bitch told me to put down a bottle of Harbor Mist. Don't be mad because your boy GQ popped bottles. Look, I don't even fucking drink. I don't even drink like that and I pop bottles. I'll get it fucked up. But right now, we're about to play a track for you bitch ass niggas. This is Ransom, die tonight. Keep it locked, pussy boy.
Oh, man. This nigga's crazy, man. You yelling out blocks and shit. We ain't been to Jersey in years. Nigga, you ain't sleep on my floor. That's my studio, nigga. That's my floor. You dig? Pay the rent, miss. Oh, me and my niggas pay the rent. We so dope to pay the rent. Stupid bastard, y'all. And you recorded it, man. Tag it.
Somebody gonna die tonight.
This is God's work, you soft jerk. You my little nigga, I was standing there when your mom's birth. I'm kinda proud, you try to come with a strong verse. I'ma rip buttons like fat niggas in small shirts. I can't front you the shit with the computers. I'm on the block, handing out the pistols to the shooters. Don't listen to them losers, addicted to the rumors. Cause they gon' make me have to put a clip step up in my junior. You ain't take no heads, you ain't break no bread. High school don't fly straight, nigga, you Frank Lopez. I'm serving fake dope head. Next time a nigga say they finna break your head, I tell them niggas go ahead. Shouldn't have never mentioned my name. I was in the office when you seen henchmen in game. Big homie said, yo, I have you limping in pain. And your response was, I ain't mean to mention your gang. No strength in your frame, the nigga saying he gon' empty your veins. And right there, I knew your career was sent to the flames. You was supposed to put Jersey on, like being put Philly on. But now that your deal is gone, I seen what you really on. We ain't in the same boat, you ain't never slang dope. You ain't never hustle for weeks wearing the same coat. Nigga, what you gon' do? What you ever gone through? You the king of a city that you can't even come to. We ain't no kinfolk, and you ain't no king, bro. Nigga, I'm Kimbo, multiplied by Tendo. I don't take trips with my double bag, you fucking fag. Ain't nothing but old gas gloves and a couple masks. I don't play with a full deck, you better shuffle fast. Think I don't know about all the shit you discuss with Fab. And for the record, Lil Wayne is on my dick. You heard the duffel bag record, that's my shit. Don't even mention my block, nigga, that's my strip. You see Mobile reduced to being the sidekick. My nigga Webb, he know how all of my guys get. We in the club when you coming out of your closet. You ain't no Boss Creek, you live up in Cross Creek. I know where your horse sleep, my niggas in Dawes Beat. I don't wanna cause grief, but you just a soft geek. I run up in torch heat, leave you on your porch sleep. Don't forget, nigga, I'm still in the gutter. Where you left your little baby and your niggas to suffer. What you did, I tied the crowns to that nigga that snuck you. You know how many niggas out here that's willing to touch you, sucker. You are worn down, the niggas is all clowns. Look at yourself, you the reason that we ain't on now. You heard this beef and you wanna get on the horn now. Problems with Ren, that's something you can't afford now. The gorillas, I'm telling them niggas, calm down. It's not beef, that nigga's just laying songs down. You might be more witty, I'm more gritty, but you sure silly. You kill me thinking it's your city, it's my city. And I got niggas to ride with me. I'm the strongest nigga repping the East besides 50. And I don't know what this nigga's trying to do. Yeah, I know about John and who he's trying to screw. Cause I know what you know who. I'm cool, nigga, let's keep that between me and you. Yeah.
All through the hood, I hear these niggas say, somebody gon' die tonight. All through the hood, I hear these niggas say, somebody gon' die tonight.
This nigga's crazy, man. Crazy. Hey, Joe. You ain't never sleep on my floor, nigga. Huh? Come back like you was asleep when them niggas came in and then niggas gon' fucking stomp your head.
You already know.
Stop them niggas with, yo, stop fucking lying, man.
I'm lying to him. Fucking geek. Crazy, man.
Hey, yeah, geez, the niggas came in there to stomp your fucking stomp a mud hole in your bitch ass.
When I see you, don't say nothing to
me. I should've let him do it, too.
I might fucking punch you in your fucking chest.
Don't try to run behind Western Indian, none of them niggas.
No.
I might punch you. I see you in the club, we popping bottles, nigga. Nigga know how we do.
Yeah.
He knows you's a square. He knows you square. I'm usually recording my shit. It's my shit, nigga. You dig? And I still got my shit. You hear the shit?
Uh-huh.
I'm recording in my studio, my booth, nigga. Paid for by my niggas. Getting that filthy money. Stupid. Where the fuck you recording at? You ain't got shit. I'm in Jersey City right now, nigga. Stop yelling at blocks, nigga. You don't even come here, nigga. I'm about to start saying you ain't from here, nigga. This my city, nigga.
Hey, well, you see me, don't say shit to me, man.
I still live here, nigga. I still live on the third floor, nigga.
I break your fucking back. Hey, man. When I see
city respect me, every city respect me. Every city I'm in, nigga. Niggas respect me. Don't fuck with you. Don't nobody in the game fuck with you, nigga. Niggas fuck with me. Ask niggas.
Yeah.
I'm singing now.
Angry Bastard Radio. You already know what it is. You know how we do. It's your boy GQ, holding it down. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to do like a, maybe like a 10 or 11 o'clock show. Like I said, I just want to give enough time so I can actually get my shit popping. Like, I can actually get the, what the fuck is this? I can actually get my shit popping. Like, I can actually, you know, do the damn thing. I can make shit happen, make shit cracking. I can be able to play music, play background music, talk shit, look up shit online. That's what I want to do. So, get out of here. So, stay tuned, and we're going to get to y'all with all of that shit. But as at the present moment, I'm about to bust this grub real quick. Then I'm going to get that little internet card. I got to get my clothes, I got to wash them, all types of shit. So, holler for a motherfucking dollar. We're going to be in full effect. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Facebook, look me up. GQ. That's G E E space Q E W. G E E space Q E W. It's your boy G Quizzle. And I'm out of this motherfucker. Actually, let me see if I can get 4G so I can play one more track, and then I'm out of here. I do love the taste of a tasty cheeseburger. Ladies, if you're from Florida and you're trying to be seen this weekend, party with the crew, we're going to be in Tampa, Florida. We're going to be in Orlando. We're going to be in Miami. We're going to be everywhere. You already know what it is. So, if you're ready to party with some real true New York Negroes, then be prepared, because when me and my brother go in, we go on hard. Speaking of going in, I got to make sure I get a fresh cut, because I don't know how you Floridians be out there cutting. Y'all probably be on some dumb shit. I know all y'all niggas out there be wearing neon green outfits, looking like crossing guards and shit. Really? I stay polo'd out. Nothing but polo. If it ain't got the Lolo, it's a no-go. If it ain't popo, if it ain't polo, it's no-no. Mm-mm. So, y'all might want to run with us or get ran the fuck over. You know what I mean? Pretty much how that goes. That's pretty much how that situation goes. Like I said, y'all niggas pussy. And the show's over. But check back around, see, it's 8. Check back around 10 o'clock. 10 p.m., we're going to be in the building. 10 p.m. to 11. This is Monday Madness, the preview. Monday Madness, the real shit, real deal. 10 o'clock, baby. 2 hours. See you then. I'm out of here. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. It's your boy, 50 Tyson. I'm out of here.